Good morning. Today I'm going to tell you a story about the hiding place. Corrie ten Boom wrote a book called The Hiding Place, and it was her experiences during the time of World War II. She lived in Holland, and they had a watch shop that had been in the family for over 100 years, and Germany changed their government to the National Socialists, known as the Nazis, and they started persecuting Jews. And they're all talking about just how terrible it was. They're persecuting the Jews. And Corrie's father said, "I feel so sorry for them." She says, "Yes, those poor Jews." He says, "No, not just the Jews, the Germans. They're touching God's, the apple of God's eye. They're going to suffer." Well, war came and they took Denmark, Holland, Belgium, and then they started persecuting those Jews. And Corrie and her father and her sister helped a few of them hide and escape. But then there came no place to escape to. And so the underground said, "Would you hide some Jews in your shop, in the living quarters?" And they built them a hidden room up in the third floor with a secret panel to go in. Don't you like secret rooms? You know, a secret panel to go in? Well, they had one. But then one day, somebody they thought was a friend turned them in, and the police came in. But the six Jews that were hiding in the house managed to get into the secret panel just in time. They took Corrie and her father and her sister to the police station, but they couldn't find the Jews in there. So they thought maybe the person that turned them in had been lying, and they said, "We're going to turn you loose if you'll just do one thing." Said Corrie's father needs to sign a statement that says he has never hidden any Jews and that he will never give aid to any refugees from the Reich. And he says, "Anyone who asks me for help will get it." So they put them all three in prison. Within a few months, he was dead. Corrie and her sister were transferred to Germany, where they worked. And just her sister said, "When the war is over, we need to have a hospital for the people who have been traumatized by this war to come and heal." She said, "And the Lord showed me a building," and she described the building and where the stairwells were and where the paintings were. And then she died. Corrie wondered what would happen, but Corrie was released. And after a stay in a hospital, she went back to Holland, and people said, "Tell us your stories." And she used to tell her stories. And she'd say, "You know, I'm standing here in front of you, and there's no fence around me, but I'm still in prison. What they did to me and my sister and my father holds me in prison." Then one day, a countess, a very wealthy countess, said, "How about if I help you build the sanitarium you want?" And they built the hospital. They got the hospital, and it was the same building her sister had described. One day, a woman came through the door, and Corrie recognized her. She was the worst person in the world. She was the most evil, despicable, mean guard that ever walked a concentration camp's ground. And she walked up to Corrie, and she said, "Corrie," she says, "I'm sorry for what I've done." And she put out her hand, and she says, "Can you forgive me?" And Corrie said, "I wanted to spit on that hand." But then she said, "If Jesus can forgive you, then I can forgive you." And that was the day Corrie got out of jail. She found freedom in forgiveness. And you know, we're held in sin, in jail by sin right now, and Jesus offers us that freedom in forgiveness. Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for the freedom of forgiveness. We pray that each one of us would take your hand. We praise your holy name.